This is Morning Edition on WHYY. Good morning. It's 7:44. I'm Jennifer Lynn. The Women's Humane Society in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, promotes the humane and compassionate treatment of animals and has done so for 147 years. Tonight, the Society honors former Philadelphia District Attorney Lynn Abraham. She'll receive the first ever Trailblazer Award for her work in humane law and animal welfare. I met with Abraham this week to talk about the scope of her animal rights advocacy professional and personally.
During my time as district attorney, there were many people who thought that animals were there to be abused and used. For example, the horse carriage trade. There was a person whose name I shall not mention, but I know it quite well, who had these horse carriages around Independence Hall, telling people all about the history of the United States of America while failing to feed or water or groom or clean out the stalls of their horses. We saw how they were being treated, and I formed a unit in my office to look after only animal issues. We started with the horse trade, and then we went on to cockfighting and dog fighting, which is very, very big in Philadelphia.
Well, you appointed the first animal cruelty prosecutor.
Correct. All that assistant did every day of her life was to prosecute animal cruelty cases. For example, one man had a liger, a cross between a lion and a tiger, on the third floor of a place he was occupying. We were able to capture it. Alligators, snakes, ocelots, and really exotic pets, which have no place in a city of Philadelphia.
I had no idea.
Oh, absolutely.
You also participated in conversations that involved the Eagles organization and animal rights groups.
Yes.
After the Eagles hired quarterback Michael Vick.
Yes.
After he served prison time.
Yes.
For running a dog fighting operation.
That's right. I and a whole group of animal rights activists met with the Eagles and excoriated the management for being so insensitive about Michael Vick's record of running a dog fighting ring in Virginia. The management, much to their credit, rallied around us, gave substantial contributions to animal rights organizations, and Michael Vick, as part of his penance, talked to people about what he did and how wrong it was and how he realized that it was abject cruelty to these animals.
Because of your expertise, do folks in the advocacy environment still come to you for advice?
They frequently speak to me. For example, I want an end to the Higgins pigeon shoot. Canned hunts like pigeon shoots using real pigeons is just cruel and stupid and brutish. You want to shoot pigeons? Shoot clay pigeons. That's a greater sport. Yeah, and we want to reform many of the laws in Pennsylvania, which allow people to have these horrible puppy mills and just have caged up animals doing nothing but mating and having litter after litter of cat and puppy. And then when the authorities come, they shoot them and kill them because they're allowed to.
Lynn, you've adopted pets.
All of my pets in the past 50 years have been rescued. Pets that people brought to me said, here, take care of this cat. At one point, I had six cats, and my husband said, one more cat, and you're out, but the cats stay.
And pardon me if it seems like I'm picking on you. In terms of lifestyle choices, how far do you go personally? Are you vegetarian? Are you vegan?
Oh, no. I'm not silly about it. I mean, I'm wearing leather shoes. I eat meat. I eat fish. I eat chicken. I don't see any personal reason to carry it that far. I'm not against people who are. It's just not for me.
A year ago, you were running for mayor of Philadelphia. The run did not end well for you, and a TV ad back then was created by a group calling themselves Animal Advocates for Lynn. I'm going to play a snippet of that ad during which you said this.
Part of how a society is judged insofar as its humanity is concerned is how it treats its animals. Whether it's the wondrous creatures now facing extinction all over the earth because of habitat destruction, or animals who are poached for their horn, tusks, skin, bile, or other parts, we are seeing the cruelty of mankind to its partners on earth, which are essential for our own survival.
Did you write that?
I did. I wrote it myself and recorded it, and I meant every word of it. I mean, I am so concerned about the world in general for a variety of reasons, whether it's terrorism or what's happening to our earth by a lot of man-created perils.
And playing that mayoral ad leads me to ask, what have you been doing with yourself since your bid for mayor?
I'm a shareholder in the law firm of Archer & Griner. I practice law every day of my life. I enjoy serving my clients. I love my city still. I have lived in Philadelphia all my life and tend to stay here for the rest of my life and devote myself to things that are good for and about Philadelphia.
And your drive to be a leader in city government was so clear last year when you ran for mayor. Would you consider running again, or would you run again for DA?
I've been involved in public service all my adult life. And if an opportunity presented itself where I could be a leader, I will continue to do that. For example, I'm leading the fight to get the legislature to change the statute of limitations on clergy sex abuse and all sex abuse of women. And I think the Pennsylvania Catholic Conference of Bishops has thwarted Pope Francis's call for making atonement and doing better. And when the Pope said that God weeps for all these abused kids, I said, listen, nothing's going to happen unless the bishops start to weep.
Back to tonight's award. What message will you share about animal welfare at the ceremony?
The important thing is to know the work of the Women's Humane Society is far-reaching and widespread, and that everybody who cares about animals ought to be tuned in and supporting organizations like the Women's Humane Society. They are the true heroes, not I. I'm just a noisy spokesperson. They're the ones that are doing the work.
You've earned the nickname One Tough Cookie, so I'll sign off with One Tough Cookie with a soft spot for animals.
Yep.
Former Philadelphia District Attorney Lynn Abraham, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.